Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there's a football game on today. Apparently it's a big one. And so because of that, the airwaves have been filled with authorities of all kinds. You know who they are, sports casters, retired and quarterbacks or tight ends or someone who hasn't touched a football in years. Coaches get involved in this, and of course they are all experts. They have authority. They have been promoted to that place of because their speech is so and picturesque that they're interesting to listen to, and they have all of the answers. Going into this, they can tell you why one team is going to win and not another, because they have authority. What we don't know is this: are they right? We won't know that until the end of the game. It's interesting that Jesus might have been looked at as one outside the realm of a recognized authority. That task would have fallen to either the priests or at least the scribes. But those who heard Jesus in the synagogue on that day began to understand that this one teaches as one who has authority. And we ask ourselves, what does that mean? Does that mean authority in terms of an author who writes it down, or perhaps the source of where some and teaching comes from? It could be. But what if they are wrong in any way? There are lots of people who come up with all kinds of grand and shining schemes, only to find out, sure enough, it doesn't work. The thing about Jesus is that he could make it happen. He had the authority that shows he really is one. I have met a few authorities in my life. I found myself once with a group of Japanese and apple farmers gathered around a gentleman in Eastern Washington who was apparently the world's authority on Granny Smiths. Didn't know it at the time. To me, he was just another apple farmer, but apparently he knew his stuff. You know, I find myself being indated much more often than I once was. Here's another time. It's been 45 years since Peter J. Lawrence J. and Peter came up with, along with and Raymond Hull, they wrote a little book called The Peter Principle. The Peter Principle is known in managerial circles as that principle where a person is promoted at such a way that they always end up being incompetent. You ask yourself, how does that work? Well, they are given a job here, and they are able to do that, so they are promoted to the next job. They're able to do that, so they're promoted to the next job. They're able to do that, so they're promoted to the next job. But there's going to be a place where they can't do the job. Now, the difficulty is they're stuck there because they're the manager. They're in charge of this whole thing now. It was, of course, written at least a little bit tongue-in-cheek, although many of us have seen this. We have found ourselves talking to those who are supposed to be authorities, and we know more about this than they do, but we're not in a position to say anything. I myself have been there a number of times, but that's okay. I've also been in the other situation where I was given a job where I was completely unskilled for that kind of thing, and graciously, My supervisor in the Air Force knew enough to say, maybe we need to find something else for you to do. I am glad to say that healthy organizations find ways of dealing with this, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Jesus is not an authority because someone declared it. Jesus is not an authority because he wrote a book. Jesus is not an authority because he just looks the part. He's not an authority because of the way he parted his hair, if he did at all. Jesus is not an authority because of any of the things that we might think, except for this. He was able to bring healing to that particular person. The one who came in with an unclean spirit, I'm sure that there were lots of ideas about what was going on and what should be done, and they might have dealt with this in person over weeks or months or years, we don't know. And maybe they were beginning to decide what perhaps could be done about this, but no one knew. And Jesus, who comes and teaches, then it simply says, be silent and come out of him, and it did. That is authority. Jesus still has authority in our lives. When he speaks, he means it, and he gets it done. When he says to us, your sins are forgiven, it's true. When he says that this is my body and blood given and shed for you, it's true. When he says you belong to me and I love you from this day on for the rest of eternity, it's true. For this is the authority that Jesus comes with, and one that we can rejoice in and take strength from. Amen.